Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everybody. Sean Cosgrove with you at 12 past 10. Got a big day in racing today. We have got Goulburn, Robin Fife, joining us. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm well. Now, how's your day in Goulburn today?
It's a beautiful day. We're hoping to get to a top of 22 degrees. So it's going to be a great day. We have might get a late shower a little later on, but so far it looks perfect.
Now, I notice your track is in the soft rain, so you obviously have had a little bit of rain.
We have had some welcome rain. We've had around 22 mil in the last week. The track is currently rated a soft 6, and the rail's in the true position.
All right, so soft 6 and a true on a beautiful day, but maybe a light shower later on, and you won't knock that back, I wouldn't think.
Absolutely never knock rain back. it looks like a very competitive race program today. I was just looking through the TAB fixed odd markets for the meeting earlier, and most of the races would be pretty even betting propositions. And in a first for the club, we're running a 2,800 metre race, which will be race 5. The Spring Merino Stayers race, it's the longest race we've ever run here at the track, so that should be today.
Fantastic. I did notice some of those fixed odds shortened drastically, so well, you must have had a fair crack at them too, Robin, while you're there.
Yes, and I'd like to also take the opportunity to wish our Goulburn representatives, Danny Williams and Kurt Goulburn, all the best in the Kosciuszko this weekend with their runners, Ruthless Agent and Don't Give a Damn. That's fairly exciting for Goulburn.
Yeah, it is. It's a great weekend. Fantastic concept, isn't it?
It is. Great. Very exciting.
Yeah, too right. Well, enjoy the day today. Hope all goes well. John Scorse is going to come up with all the winners for me in a moment.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Robin. Robin Fife at Goulburn. It's 14 past 10, and he's with me. John, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. On the back up, mate, from Leeton. But going to be a nice day there at Goulburn, as Robin says. About 22 degrees. What are we on, a soft 5 or 6 now, Cozzy?
Soft 6, yeah. Soft 6.
Yeah, rail's true. So, look, I don't think it's going to inhibit anything that likes... A wet track, or look, it's going to be about half and half, I guess I'm trying to say, you know. Don't let it stop you if you like one on the good.
All right, well, the first there, number one, Bryden May, $5. Two, Katana is $8.50. Number three, Old Maribo, $8.50. Four, Bay of Medina, $4. Five, Chiang Mai Express, $2.30. Six, Otter May, $7.50. Seven, Eight Out. Number nine, Monsieur Affair, $51. The favourite five, Chiang Mai Express at $2.30.
Yeah, I'm going to go with it too, Sean. 5-2-4-1. Look really good. We saw it when it's maiden down here at Queanbeyan pretty easily. It beat Airfree one last Friday, Airfree. I know this is going back to May. Then it went round at Kembla Grange and you just couldn't be anywhere near the fence. So it found the wrong part of the track there behind Black Chilli and it won again after that. So, Claire Cunningham and Jace Collett, a good gate. There's a lot of speed, so I'm happy enough to go with her. Probably about as short as you'd want to take, though, 2:30, but it does... look set up for it to get over the top of them. Look, two Katana, she's very fast. She's had the three runs, got softened right up at Queanbeyan last time. But look, I don't think the gate's too big a disadvantage to her. She's very speedy, and we'll see that from her today and fit. So she'll look to win her somewhere in the straight. Look, Bay of Medina, I don't mind it coming back to 900 metres. Probably going to suit it better. It was good first up at Wagga. One of its maiden here. Oh, I think it was Championships Day as well, Sean, and Plates is the only other run on this track. So she doesn't mind it here at Goulburn and very speedy again, as they all are. And Bryden May, not too bad at Canberra last time. Showed good speed there. So it's going to be an interesting little contest, but Chiang Mai Express might just get over them late.
Well, yeah, race two, the class one, one out. Number two, Bill, 7-8-13. Three, Laughing or Crying, 4.60. Four out. Five, With Purpose, 2.70. Six, Elegant Ellen, 3.10. Seven, Alacrin, $5. Eight, Grand Awakening, 12. Late Scratching, 9. Dizzy Miss Lizzie. And 10, Is Anyone There, 41. 2.70 favourite, five, With Purpose.
Yeah, going to go with her too, Sean. 5.3.6.7 With Purpose. We saw it here when it's made at Goulburn back in April. Look, the run's either side. It's been wide both times. Musselbrook there in that really hot maiden, missed out, won it. And it covered a bit of ground there, won at Goulburn with a nice turn of foot. And then Newcastle was off the track and resumed at Muswellbrook, and it led there and got run down, but it's had a trial since. So a nice soft gate for it. That'll do me. Ed O'Rourke and then Adam Hieronymus. I'll go with it on top. Got a bit of time for this horse, Laughing or Crying. Danny Williams has got him now. And I remember him resuming last preparation at Wagga. He ran an absolute cracker there. Stuck a few wet tracks and the like. Just got his road a bit in some unsuitable type of races. But he's a bit of a talent. He was resuming here for Danny. And he's got the blinkers off. So really nice type of horse in the yard as well. He'll catch your eye. Keen to have a look at him today. Definitely six, Elegant Ellen. They've been pretty patient with this, the Clarks. Only had the three runs for a four-year-old mare, and she looked good in the whole three of those, even at Campbell when she was beaten back in December. Well, Cradle Mountain won it. It ran nearly a world record that day. It won by a long way, and look, she probably had enough by then. So resuming from gate one, again, want to have a look at her in the yard, and Alcatrine over from Bathurst as best of the rest. 5, 3, 6, 7, Sean.
The third, one Tiger by the Tail, $5. Two Fly Forward, $3.93 out. Four Maid of Milan, $3.60. Five Tiata, $6.50. Six Cappuccino is $8.50. Seven Yorkie Way, $5. Eight out. Number nine, Wild Wild West, $13. And 10 Biscuit is $51. Favourite four, Maid of Milan, $3.60.
Yeah, it'll take some beating too, Sean, the favourite here. 4, 6, 1, 2. Maid of Milan, I like the way it... won the maiden up at Bathurst. I think it's nice and progressive, and he doesn't usually miss Joe Pride when he comes down here. Jay Ford, they're a hell of a combination anywhere, but they seem to be deadly at Goulburn. Only lightly raced, and she's on the up, and I think this stood out nicely for Joe for this progressive mare, this benchmark 58 here. So I'll go with her on top. Sorry, 4, 6, 1, 2. I might have said it should have been 4, 1, 2, 6. I've got the Tiger in for second, Tiger by the Tail. He's got a calf a big weight. He's a good weight carrier. Interesting part about him, Sean, I've spoken to Danny about this horse quite a few times. But now a seven-year-old, he prefers a little bit more given the track than those firm tracks that he's ran into quite a few times. You'll notice he won at Maruya. It was a bit forgiving that day last time down there, as it always is. They beat him at Goulburn on a firm track, and he's run at Goulburn first up on a soft, was also really good. So he gets the right condition. He's got the big weight and the wide gate, but I don't think that'll worry him too much as long as he can keep the roll on. And the small field's probably going to suit him if the speed's true. So he's second pick. Fly Forward, this went like a jet here first up on Noctoff. It was a really eye-catching run. And then just probably anchored by the weight, but still not disgraced down at Nowra last time, be honest, canny as a gate one. But again, I think it'll need the speed on it. Can get a bit keen in its races. And six Cappuccino for Trev Sutherland, I thought was best for the rest. But this will take a bit of beating, Maid of Milan. 4, 1, 2, and 6, Sean.
Righto, the fourth one, Battle Fury, 4.40. 2 Delude, 14. 3 Gifted Curves, 151. 4 Seeger Dancer, 151. 5 Scaldac, 10. 6 Lady Conjurer, 19. 7 Witticone, 7. 8 Mushroom Rock, 71. 9 Plus 2, 19. 10 Etheridge, 480. 11 or else, 850. And 12 Miss Moana, 350. It's the favourite, the 12 Miss Moana, 350.
Yeah, good little contest. This, I made it 10, 11, 12, 5, Sean. I like Etheridge here. Look, it was really good when it won its maiden. It's a nice Roman Emperor horse, she is. And won its maiden at Hawkesbury. Then it went round at Wyong first up. I just don't think it handled Wyong. It got back out of it as well at 13.50. You might see a different horse here on the big straight stretches, and it's drawn the inside gate as well. Generally, they generate enough speed here. It'll probably get back a little bit, but like I mentioned, I think the big track's the key to it. So I'm going to go with Etheridge for John Thompson and Jay Ford here. Look, I didn't mind the way this went or else down at Maruya. It was a little bit stiff there, Sean. I think he's got a bit of an opinion of this Kurt Goldman, and I'm certain back at the home track here up to the mile is going to suit. It's got a lugging bit on it too. It wanted to run about a bit and straighten. I think one ran out in front of it as well. You could have made a case to say it should have nearly won down there. And then you've got Miss Moana. I think in the same vein as Etheridge, it went round at Wyong. It didn't look at home there at all. The other two runs, Newcastle, 13 and 1400 metre races. But it looks nice and progressive. Well, she does. Looks nice and progressive, Miss Moana. And a little bit of support, but it's a pretty good guide as well, Sean. And then 5 Scaldac. He went second at Queanbeyan, and then he won really impressively last time. Obviously, a bit different going from Queanbeyan to Goulburn, but look, back in a Class 1 maiden plate, I think it's pretty well suited. 10, 11, 12 and 5. Good little contest, Sean.
Righto, race 5, 1 Sovereign Air, $8.50, 2 Sir Otavio, 41, 3 Everly Girl, $3.90, 4 Graham and it's $5.50, 5 Arenic, 13, 6 Jagger, $8.50, 7 Carmen Serene, 31, 8 Southern Gamble, 8, 9 Stitched Up, $7.50, 10 Plea Bargain, $4.60, favourite $3.90, 3 Everly Girl.
Yeah, this will be something to watch, this 2800, Sean. Never had one of these at Goulburn in the past, and very interesting little field. I made it 4.935. I think he'll stay all day, this horse, Grey Eminence. They took him up to Newcastle last time behind Transact. It just led and ran the race to suit itself. Look, he's third up from a spell. He's in good hands with David Payne, and I think he's on the improve. So I'm going to go with Grey Eminence. Look, I don't find this horse down the bottom stitched up here, Sean, on the minimum. He's always given the impression he'd make a nice little stayer. And a couple of runs this preparation, we get to your fifth up. Queanbeyan, he was good. He's had to do a bit of work his last two runs in a row. He was there early and he just got nailed late. And then Canberra, he was off the track all the way last time. And I think that was a pretty handy race to do that benchmark 65, Red Heat, Belfast, Bella and the like. So, look, gate two, I think he'll probably hold a forward spot today as well. So I think he's pretty good value in the race. Look, Everly Girl, she kicked nearly every box, Sean. She only won 2 from 32, but the last couple of runs from her have been really good. And she just gets back and minds her own business. And he'll produce her at the right time, Johnny Grisdale. Short enough for a long race, but it's probably warranted, I guess. And a 5, I thought was probably best for the rest. Irenic didn't get into it at Wagga last time, but on his home track, again, gate 1, if he's up on the speed, he'll just keep running. So not much separates a few of these. I think the tactic's going to be vital, Sean. It made it 4, 9, 3, and 5.
And a race 6, 1 Attainment is $9, 2 Arundissimont, $6.50, 3 Copper Nip, $12, 4 out, 5 Sweet Fella, 8, 6 out, 7 Burrungong, $5.50. Number 8's the Foxy Lady, $2.05, 9 and 10 out, 11 Prospectus Helmet, 26 and 12 Boom Queen, $8. Favourite the 8, Foxy Lady at $2.05.
Yeah, Sean, I almost made this the best bet of the day, but Arondissement always concerns me. I made it 8, 2, 7, and 5. It's got just about everything in its favour here, the Foxy Lady, especially now we're down to a field of 8 after the scratchings. But she's a pretty consistent girl when she's right. And Hawkesbury run first up was very, very good, of course, beyond Cosmologist and Vinnie Power. You wouldn't get much stronger form lines for this type of race than that, Sean. So make its own way up on top of the speed somewhere, and it looks very, very hard to beat. Arondissement, you can never take it too lightly, though. She hasn't had anything go away. Just forget Maruya there. It didn't happen for her. Kembla Grange, prior to that, 6th of 12, it was a better run than what it reads on paper. Nacho Libre, Semper Fidelis and Gravitate there. She just needs a little bit to go away in the run, and I think now we're down to a field of 8 and reasonable speed. She's a little bit versatile as well. So, look, I think she's the only danger, and that's probably the best Quinella. Look, outside those, 7, put this in for 3rd here, Burrungong. He races better here than anywhere else, and I thought his run in that highway was very good. He was off the track, and he was still there punching with about 100 to go or so. So, gate 1, he probably be right there all the way. He sat off the track and won here the run prior. So better form here than anywhere else. And 5, best of the rest, Sweet Fella. But look, very hard to beat. Pardon me, the Foxy Lady. 8, 2, 7, and 5, Sean.
All right, race 7, 1 Circus Train, 26, 2 out. Number 3, King's Peak, 2 even. 4, Burn Sun, 31, 5 out. 6, Lady Eleanor, 460. 7, Chrissy's Dream, 71. 8, Provocative Man, 369. Rufio, 15, 10 out. 11, Norma Jean, 18. 12, Rising Force, 41. 13, Sonic Power, 19. Favourite here, 2 even. Short, number 3, King's Peak.
Yeah, it's short and it'll be sweet, Sean. I think it's the best bet of the day. 3861 for me. I like the way he chased this horse. I know Quick Finance has come out and was beaten, but it was attacked all the way at Narrow when it went under. He was very good behind it. And, of course, a Sebring, he gets up to 1,400 metres here. And I don't think this has got a stack of depth in it, this race. So I think there's only a couple of chances. Jeff Penzer in the saddle for John O'Shea. And again, he's like a death adder when he's here at Goulburn, John. And he usually get down on course as well. So hopefully we can catch up with him through the day. But I think King's Peak is the best bet of the day. Main Danger, definitely Provocative Man. Kembla Grange was good behind Farron for last time. It's run a nice race. That was off a three-week break, so we get here after three runs. Wide gate, but you get a reasonable run for the 1,400 metres. It's probably the Main Danger, a Lady Eleanor. She's been placed 5 of her 8. She was really good first up, and she looked like she wanted it. I think we spoke to Danny Williams that day about her chances. I think he indicated she'd probably need it. And look, it's definitely the extra 200 metres. She's not without some claims, and the top weight circus train for the first four takers. But I think it's special King's Peak. 3, 8, 6, and 1, Sean.
All right, the eighth event, one out. Number 2, Jerry LaRose, 51. 3, Hadjik is 23. Number 4, read all about it, 420. 5, Russell's, 380. Number 6, Den Miss, 750. 7, Lamplight Lily, 15. 8 out, 9, Compacto, 11. 10, Knight's Helmet, 10. 11, Mr. Menzies, 23. 12 out. 13, Doro Diva, 19. 14, Doro Rain, 440. And 15, Adventure Queen, 34. Favourite here, 380. Number 5, Brussels.
Yeah, I'm outside the square a bit here, Sean. 6, 5, 4, 9 for me. I like Den Miss. This one, a really nice race over 1,000 metres here beyond Oh My Mimi. Dizzy Miss Lizzie came out of the race and won in a canter at Nowra. Then it just didn't have too much go its way, and I thought that maiden was okay. Trevelyan won it. Damn it, second. Lady Eleanor, third. It got back and wide, and look, its run was really good. But it's drawn out again, but if the speed's true enough, this won't be far off. I don't mind it at the 750, an improving horse, and it's in good hands as well with Wayne Hart, so I'll go with it. Brussels, I liked his run, a Pendragon horse for Joey Ible. Nick Haywood keeps the ride. It just went under behind Rapid Lover at Canberra on debut. And there was no real money for it either that day. He threw in a protest, so they're of the opinion it should have finished even closer or probably won. I think it'll benefit from that. It comes up with gate 2 here, so it's going to be there somewhere. Paul Reed, all about it. He's not far off, this fellow. He's got a bit of talent. Both his runs this four, well, all his four runs have been good. He's furthest back, he finishes fourth both times in a row. And just you got to put the line through now, first up from that wide gate. And he was okay here last time after an awkward type of start. So he can certainly improve up to 1,200. But an interesting little row. Oh, that's third tip. Fourth, I'd put in Compactor for Gary Fortelli, Sean. But a bit of value around the last one. I've made it 6, 5, 4, and 9, right?
Any standouts, Sean?
I think there's a couple, Sean. I made one good thing, race 7, number 3, King's Peak. But she's a foxy lady. It'll take some beating. And I'm pretty keen on the chances of Etheridge as well. You've got Maid of Milan. It's been a pretty handy track to us. I don't want to put the mock on myself, but it's been a pretty handy track to us, Golden, on the punt. And I can't wait to get there, mate.
All right. Look forward to hearing the late mail throughout the day.
Okay, Sean. Good luck.
John Scorse, 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.